Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another inspiring and fantastic episode of this silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, whichever hemisphere, whichever country or city that you are in, we are hoping that you are safe and sound, and that your family is also safe and sound. When you make dua for yourselves and your family members, then also do not forget to make dua for the ummah that is going through great trials and tribulations. Some of them are suffering because of spiritual problems, medical problems, financial problems. Some are suffering at the hands of oppressors. Make dua for them. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he gives them relief, he grants them protection as well. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today we are going to highlight a spiritual ailment, a spiritual disease, which is so commonplace in our societies, in our communities, in our households, that many people think nothing of it. People try to justify it even, but they are suffering from this great spiritual disease, such a disease that will take them to the fire of hell. That's the consequence. Such a disease that a true believer can never have, and that is the disease of lies. The topic for today is lies lead to loss, and we will explore this a little bit inshallah azza wa jal. Before that, let's remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make those good intentions. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am here to seek ilmuddin, knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others as well, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Listen to this beautiful narration, this blessed hadith, with regards to the excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when those who love each other for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal meet each other and shake hands and send salat to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the past and future sins of both of them are forgiven before they are separated. Look how amazing is that. Just for shaking hands with each other. That you love the person for the pleasure of Allah. That's the condition. That we love the person for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then while shaking hands, we are sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the benefit. Look at the enormous bounties that lie in the recitation of Salawat and Durood-e Paak. But before the hands separate, the past and the future sins are forgiven of both individuals. We know ourselves. We know how many weaknesses we have, how many shortcomings we have. We are confirmed sinners, we know this. We are not malaika, angels. We are not prophets of Allah, messengers of Allah, that they are ma'soom, sinless and in, capable of committing sins. We are the normal everyday sinners. And here is a way, the recitation of Guru Dipak for the shedding of sins. So make up the mindset that every day I must dedicate some time to recite the glorious Quran, to recite Salawat, Guru Dipak, Dhikrullah, Istighfar, and seeking knowledge of Deen from authentic sources. InshaAllah, we have another superb kalam. Let's listen to it. Let's receive inspiration as well. And we will be right back. InshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dil ko sukoon chaman mein na hai lal azar mein sozo gudaz hai faqat unke diyar mein sozo gudaz hai faqat unke diyar mein dil ko sukoon chaman mein na ya mustafa bulaiye apne diyar mein ya mustafa bulaiye apne diyar mein sarkar phir lal azar mein sarkar aunta bake phir lal azar mein dil ko sukoon chaman mein na har sa नसीब हो हर सालिया इलाही मुझे हज नसीब हो जब तक जीऊं मैं आलमे ना पाए दार में जब तक जीऊं मैं आलमे ना पाए दार में दिल को सुकून चमन में ना हर साल हाजरी हो मदीने की खैर से हर साल हाजरी हो मदीने की खैर से हर साल काश आऊं मैं तेरे दियार में हर साल काश आऊं मैं तेरे दियार में दिल को सुकून चमन में ना अफसोस घटती जा रही है रोज़ ज़िंदगी ہی جاتا ہوں اس کے بار میں، پر میں دبا ہی جاتا ہوں اس کے بار میں، تجھ کو حسن حسین کا دیتا ہوں واسطہ، تجھ کو حسن حسین کا دیتا ہوں واسطہ، اللہ موت دے مجھے ان کے دیار میں، اللہ موت دے مجھے ان کے دیار میں، دل کو سکون چمن میں نا بدکار و نابکار کا ایمان یا نبی، بدکار و نابکار کا ایمان یا نبی، محفوظ رکھنا آپ کے ہے اختیار میں، محفوظ رکھنا آپ کے ہے اختیار میں، دل کو سکون چمن میں نا کرتے رہو یہ حق سے دعا میرے بھائیوں، عطار کو دے موت نبی کے دیار میں، عطار کو دے موت نبی کے دیار میں، سارا اندھیرا دور سما ہوگا نور نور، سارا اندھیرا دور سما ہوگا نور نور، عطار جب وہ آئیں گے تیرے مزار میں، عطار جب وہ آئیں گے تیرے مزار میں، دل کو سکون چمن میں نا ہے لالا زار میں، سوزو گداز ہے فقط ان کے دیار میں، دل کو سکون چمن میں نا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عزوجل، what a splendid kalam. These kalams we should introduce it into our lives and in the lives of our offspring as well. We have so much, so many beautiful things to listen to. Listen to the glorious Quran. Listen to Naat Sharif, Manqabat, Munajat. These things will develop and grow the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. The love of Sahaba Ikram and Ahlul Bayt Athar. The love of Awliya Allah. And of course, the love of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mashallah, we saw the beautiful image of the glorious Kaaba as well. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, take us time and again for Hajj and Umrah. Take us to visit blessed Madina Tayyibah and blessed Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, we're talking about lies leads to loss. That lies has no place in Islam. Lies have no place in the life of a believer, a true believer. Once a man visited the grand court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the summary of the hadith, he humbly said, I want to believe in your prophethood. But I have 4 bad habits. I drink alcohol. I commit adultery. I steal and I lie. People say that you have declared these acts as haram, as strictly prohibited and forbidden. But I don't have the ability to leave all of them. If you allow me to refrain and abstain from only one thing, then I will accept Islam. The Nabi of Rahmah, the one who has been given authority by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, do not lie. Refrain from lying. The person accepted this command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and became a Muslim. When he left Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along the way, there was an opportunity to drink wine. He thought to himself, if I drink this khamr, this wine, and if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to ask me whether I had drank any wine, any alcohol, then I will have to break my promise and I would have to lie. But if I speak the truth, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will punish me as per Sharia. So he turned down that invitation to drink wine. Later on, there was an opportunity to commit fornication. The same thought entered his mind. What am I going to do if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks me? I can't break my promise. I made a firm promise. I won't lie. I'll have to speak the truth. And if I speak the truth, I'll get the punishment of Sharia because I'm a Muslim. Similarly, he had a chance to steal something. But that thought also made him refrain from that. Allahu Akbar. He rushes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and confesses, Ya Nabi Allah, O beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, what a wonderful decision you had made for me that I must not lie. And because of not lying, this promise that I made, all other avenues of sins became sealed for me. And thereafter, he repented of his sins. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have you seen how? Look at the wisdom of the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the authority of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by this person advising him, because that was the condition he made. I can leave one thing only from the 4. And by leaving lies, by not lying, subhanallah, he managed to abstain from all the other bad habits and evils that he was committing. Now I want you to think about this. Myself, I have to think to myself, you need to think to yourself. and ask yourself this question. How much of lies factors in my life? How many times do I speak a lie in a day? Think seriously and sincerely. And we may just discover that, you know, I am guilty of this sin. And it is one of the root causes of many other problems. Because you see, lies, the scholars have mentioned, lying opens up the doors to so many other things. It opens up the doors to slandering, false accusations. It opens up the doors of enmity, of creating fitna, mischief, and so many other things as well. And some people have this concept, this idea of a white lie. This is not an Islamic concept. It's just a white lie. It's a starting, something minor. Allah, who taught you that? To those who think like this, where did you learn that from? Ask yourself, from the Quran, from the Hadith, from the Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, from where? From society, from social media, from peer pressure, from external forces. That concept of white lies is not found in Islam. Why have we adopted it? And the person feels justified. It's just a white lie. It's nothing, man. A person feels justified. But they don't know. It's a lie. And it's a major sin. And any major sin means major punishment. Let us fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah. Fear Allah and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah, sincere repentance. Some people, when they are asked, for example, please attend the weekly sunnah inspiring ijtima of Dawat Islam. Inshallah, inshallah. They reply. But if that person is saying, inshallah, he will attend, but in the heart, in the mind, there's no intention of attending, just to avoid further conversation on that topic, just to quickly move on to something else, person will just say, inshallah, inshallah. Yes, you and I are not there to judge any person. We can't see what's in the heart. We can't see what the intention is. That person knows what their intention is. And Allah Jalla Jalaluhu knows what the intention is. Allah is the supreme judge. We're not there to judge people. We take it as whatever is apparent. But I'm talking about us, you and me, individually. That if I am guilty of this, if somebody asks me something, and I say, inshallah, inshallah. But I have no intention. I may even have an intention in my mind that, no, I'm not going to do it, but I just want to escape from this conversation. I just want the topic to change. I just want to move on. So I'll just say, inshallah. That's a lie. Because the outside is not synchronized with the inside. So have the firm commitment in the mind, in the heart, through your intention that, yes, I will attend. Inshallah, I will attend. I want to attend, inshallah. So that synchronization must be there. The glorious Quran is mentioned in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 30. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wajtanibu qawla az-zur. Translation from Tanzul Iman. And avoid false speech. Another verse, Surah Al-Nahl, verse 105, states, translation from Tanzul Iman, only those who do not believe in Allah's verses attribute false allegation, and only they are liars. The esteemed scholar, Sadr al-Afadil, Allama Mawlana Mufti, Sayyid Muhammad Naeemuddin Muradabadi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. He elaborates on this glorious verse. And he says, lying and laying false accusations are the traits of faithless people, people without faith. And the great scholar, a giant scholar of Islam, Imamul Mutakallimin, Allama, Imam Fakhruddin, Muhammad bin Umar Razi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he elaborates and says, this glorious ayah, this verse, is strong evidence to prove that lying is the worst of major sins and the most despicable evil. Since only people who don't have iman have faith in the signs of all merciful Allah Azawajal, they will have this audacity to lie and make false accusations against others. The style in which the All Merciful Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has condemned lying, it greatly intensifies its condemnation. So this is one of the root causes of the problems we are facing in our lives. Lies. Islam is strongly opposed to this. There would be very specific circumstances where a lie would be allowed. For example, if two Muslim brothers are not on talking terms, if a husband and wife is not on talking terms, they have disagreements, arguments, they are at loggerheads with each other, they're not even talking to each other. Now you as a third person should come in there with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reuniting those two siblings, reuniting that husband and wife. If you go to one and you say, for example, your brother, I was with him and he was talking so good about you, he was praising you actually, and he regrets whatever he had done. Even if you never went to his brother, even if you did go to him but he never said anything like this, what is your intention? And then the same thing you do to the other brother, you go there and you say the same thing. And through the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, there's a possibility they will start thinking that, you know what, my brother is thinking about me. My brother is talking good about me. And that will just lead to their reconciliation. Subhanallah. But we can't just make up stories that, okay, you know, I think I can lie, I can use that idea to lie in this circumstance. How many traders and business individuals exaggerate their products, especially in their marketing, in their advertising? We see it. We see the behind the scenes, how they prepare those products in order to market it with the person who is watching, that desire in them is created. You know, that looks so delicious. The product looks so good, so nice. We know the behind the scenes. If there's an edible product, something to eat, how they put inedible things like motor oil, and they spray it with chemicals in order to, for the sheen and the shine to be displayed, and things that, you know, and a person cannot even eat that product. When you go buy the actual product, it there's a world of difference. How many business people out there and others, they deceive their customers by selling them defective goods. Our focus must be on these things. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of developing our taqwa, our piety, our closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you think lies does? What do you think? Lying? Will it take us closer to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? Lying? Will it bring blessings in our lives? Of course, it's going to do the opposite. The opposite. And one more thing. It's true what they say. One lie leads to 100 lies. That you tell a lie, and you're not going to have peace. How? You lie to the person, the same person or others. You try to justify that lie by telling more lies. And before you know it, a person is lying left, right and center. And they won't even remember the lies that they had spoken. And a person, if they are caught out, look, in this dunya, so many people lie. They give false testimony in a court of law. So many people deceive others. It may seem that they are not caught. And they feel like that, you know, hey, I'm a man of influence, of power. Because that's the next step, na? When a person has billions and billions and billions, he doesn't need any more. He's got too much of wealth already. What's the next step? The next step is influence. The next step is power and control. That's the next step. When a person reaches that level and feels that nobody can touch me, I can do what I want, I can say what I want. If I lie, who's going to stop me? I've got the authorities in my pocket. They are on my bankroll. You just give them, I give them a monthly stipend, which is a big amount. I got them where I want them. If he can lie, who will stop him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge you and I. There is accountability on the day of judgment, which is the day of justice, where everything is going to be exposed. You can hide over here. You can escape over here. But who can hide and escape on the day of judgment? Where are we going to run to? Behind what thing are we going to hide? Who can we bribe? That is the true day of justice. A person who's caught out lying, that person's reputation becomes tarnished. You can't trust that person anymore. How are you going to trust him? Especially if you find out the person is a habitual liar, a kadhab. If he's a habitual liar, like we see today in so many circumstances in the lives of so many people, then the person, their reputation gets destroyed and they don't have any credibility. They don't have any credibility. Allahu Akbar. They lose their credibility and they tarnish their reputation as well. Allahu Akbar. Nobody wants to trust that person. Nobody wants to be around that person because they'll be seen as, you know, you're hanging around with him. He lies for a living. Whatever comes out from his mouth, you can't trust it. Allahu Akbar. Let us think about it. Let us use our minds. That the angels are waiting to write down. The angels are waiting. Whatever we are going to say, whatever we are going to do, then it's recorded. There's no escape. No escape. In the summary of a hadith, it is mentioned, indeed, truth leads to piety. And piety leads to Jannah. And indeed, an individual consistently speaks the truth until in the sight of Allah Almighty, he becomes a Siddiq, a tremendously truthful individual. However, lying leads to sin. And sin leads to Jahannam, hell. An individual consistently lies until in the sight of Allah Almighty, he becomes a kadhab, a very great liar. We have a short video clip. We'll be right back inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Subhanallah, every person loves that he should have those qualities which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And which are those qualities? What qualities does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like in a person? Let us listen from a beautiful narration. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is that sahabi who is amongst the Ashara Mubashara, those 10 sahaba kiram who were given the glad tidings in this world that they are jannatis, subhanallah. Every sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a definite jannati, and that is our aqeedah, alhamdulillah. But these 10 sahaba ikram were given the glad tidings by the owner of Jannah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, subhanallah. So one day Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was tending to his animals, and his son Umar bin Sa'ad arrived and he asked, "O beloved father, you are here tending to your camels and goats, whereas people are discussing the issues of Khilafat, of Caliphate." So hearing this, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu lovingly struck his hand against the chest of his son and he said, "Uskut, be quiet. I heard the final Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stating, 'Inna Allah yuhibbul abd al-taqiyya al-ghaniyya al-khafiyya.' Allahu Akbar. Allah indeed loves a servant who is righteous, independent and hidden." Means he likes to keep himself hidden away from the fame and from the sight of people, subhanAllah. These three qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves in a person. Let's all make intentions that inshallah azza wa jal we will try our level best to adopt and instill these three beautiful and beloved qualities in our personalities and our lives. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lying is a small thing. People will distance themselves from us if we engage and indulge in this major sin of lying. There's a story that we tell our children. There was a boy who was a shepherd of a flock, and to fool the people, one day he went to them and he started to scream, "Wolf, wolf, wolf has come, please help." And the people took out their sticks and their weapons and they went with him quickly. And when he got to the flock, there was no wolf. He had lied, the boy had lied. But for him, he started laughing. It was a joke. He used lies to have a laugh. People returned. Second time, he did the same thing. "Wolf, wolf." They came. Again, he had lied just to get a laugh from it. And the third time, when a wolf really did come to attack that boy and the flock, he quickly screamed, "Wolf, wolf," and nobody replied to him. Nobody came. What is our condition? This problem, the sickness of lies, we need to work on eliminating it from our lives. It's no good for us. There's only pain and punishment in the hereafter, in the grave. And there's only disgrace in this dunya. The prominent wali of Allah azza wa jalla, Sayyiduna Abu Abdul Rahman Hatim Asam Balkhi Rahmatullahi, he says, "It has been relayed to us that a liar will be transformed into a dog in hell. One who bears jealousy will be transformed into a pig, and a backbiter will be transformed into a monkey. Which sin am I guilty of?" How about we ask ourselves that question? Do I backbite? Am I jealous? Do I lie? Think about it. I can forecast, okay, I'm a habitual liar. Do I want to be a dog in hellfire? I have jealousy for so and so. Do I really want to be a pig in hell? And I backbite about others. Do I really want to be a monkey? If not, now is the time to change. Dawood Islami has created that kind of environment around the world through its different centers, its thousands of Islamic centers and courses, classes, activities, programs, platforms, facilities to help us reform ourselves and to shed these sins, these spiritual ailments which are worse than physical medical ailments, worst, because they could affect a person's iman, and iman is the most important thing. That is lost, everything is lost. So join Dawood Islam. Be part of Dawood Islam. Be part of the successes of Dawood Islam. Because it's there for our own good. Not just our good, but also for the good of our future generations as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of